Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Tonight's video is a park ranger's true encounter of a real-life dogman in Southern California. He was working over at Mount Laguna Campground, which is located between Pine Valley and a small mountain town named Julian. He also attached a couple of different photos to me that I will present here. His true account witness is so horrifying, it may question you to ever want to go camping again. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. Hello, Campfire Tales. Along with this story, I'm attaching two photos to you to use as you please, as the undeniable evidence of the Dogman being a true and living thing. I am born and raised in Southern California. I grew up in a small mountain town called Alpine, just off the Highway 8, heading east in the direction towards El Centro. I have been a park ranger for the past 7 years. I'm not going to disclose too much personal information, but I will talk about the occurrence that happened last April. I was making my rounds over at the Laguna Campground, which is in eastern San Diego County. It's an area off of Sunrise Highway, in between Pine Valley and the small mountain town of Julian. There are other campground locations out there that we manage and take care of and supervise, but this occurrence happened at the Laguna Campground. It was a Saturday evening. I was wrapping things up over at one of the stalls, commonly known as the pit. Just doing some casual cleaning up really quickly, replacing and installing new toilet paper rolls in the location, and so on. The whole campsite was packed. Every single location that you would look in had a campfire lit, with a circle of people, 2+, in every location, singing, dancing, telling jokes, ghost stories, or cooking up food for the night. A typical night at the campground. Nothing out of the ordinary. I was alone that evening, as my other colleague was handling one of the other campgrounds at the same time when I was at the Laguna Campground. Now, I've been handling this location along with other campgrounds for 7 years. And this is the first and only time I have ever encountered anything face to face. I've heard common myths about skinwalkers to Dogman, and of course the occasional Bigfoot story will always come arise with somebody. I have never seen any cryptid or paranormal entity in my entire life. I am a skeptic. I believe it if I could see it. And to be quite honest, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist. The time was about 9 p.m. Usually I take care of this during the day, but I was backed up that day due to a call that I had received earlier that afternoon. So I was handling the minor things that I usually do in the afternoon, late at night, with a flashlight out, going from pit to pit, also taking care of the paper towels and the toilet paper area, where the flushing toilets location was, along with the showers building. Now, at 9:30, Zach, let me tell you exactly what happened. I had just finished up with this pit, and I was heading to the last one that I had to do with this park before I was going to leave the campsite and head back to the park ranger station, hoping that I could finish the rest of my shift inside the park ranger station, relaxing with a good book. Well, that never happened. A camper had been rushing up to me with a flashlight in hand. It was a woman, I want to say in her mid-30s. She came up to me screaming that she had seen some giant dog running by her campground in the direction towards the little hiking trail that was at the far end of the campsite. There was also a lake over there as well, which was called Little Laguna Lake, which people would casually take hikes around it and further on the trails. I told her to calm down and to speak clearly and give me exact details of what she thought that she had seen. She had described to me, Zach, that she had seen a large blackish-furred creature that had pointy ears and red glowing eyes, walking bipedal like a human being. And then, when that creature looked in her direction, knowing that it had been spotted, it took off in a full-on sprint, going from bipedal to quadpedal and so on, disappearing in the direction of the Little Laguna Lake on the trail across the way from where she had been camping at. Now, I have, of course, heard stories about a dog-like creature, not just here in the locations where we work at, but also in other states as well, from different colleagues to things that I see on YouTube. But this is something I did not disclose to her. One, because I had to keep professional. I did not want to spook her out. I tried to calm her down without making her sound like an idiot to me, like I wasn't buying what she was saying to me. I kept considerate, understanding, and calm, and let her express herself to me as much as she wanted. After she was done speaking, I told her to go back to her campsite and stay close to the fire and to call me if she needed anything. I gave her my information, and I radioed everything in to the park ranger station to let them know of what had just happened and that I was going to go investigate the trail. This is something I did not particularly want to do at 9:30 at night, but at the same time, this is a complaint from a camper and needs to be investigated thoroughly at the best of my ability at this late hour, before leaving the campsite and reassuring to her that everything was going to be fine.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I was on this trail, heading towards the Little Lagoon Lake. Once you come upon the lake in the distance in front of you, it does fork off from left to right. I had made a left, which goes parallel along with the wood line on the left-hand side. Once you pass the water, there's a great distance of nothing but fields to your right before seeing a giant tree line on your right-hand side. Now, there wasn't much to see during the night. I had a flashlight on and my radio and, of course, my standard weapon. But that was about it, other than some bear spray that I had attached on my belt. When I was walking past the Little Laguna Lake, I started hearing these grunt and growling noises. We have loads and loads of wild coyotes out here, with the occasional mountain lion. Mountain lions can occasionally be mistaken for what people call skinwalkers by the way they scream, sounding like a demonic crazed woman's scream. This did not sound like a mountain lion. This sounded more canine. But it wasn't canine. It's very hard for me to describe the tone and pitch of how this sounded to me. All I know is when I was staring at the Laguna Lake, I swear that I saw something in the distance hunched over the water like something massive was drinking from the lake. I stood in place, not making a sound. I turned off my flashlight as I did not want to spook this creature. At first, I thought it might have been a black bear, or maybe it was a giant coyote, or some kind of animal that I could not recognize due to the distance and how dark it was outside. But I didn't want to spook it with my flashlight, and I did not want it to attack me either. I slowly approached as my night vision was finally coming to my eyes. I watched my footing as I had to leave the trail to get closer to this thing leaning over the water. I was trying to avoid making any noise with my feet by not stepping on twigs or falling down bark. Slowly, I continued walking forward, and this thing continued to stay in its place. For the first few moments, I was undiscovered. And I made no noise, mind you, as I continued crawl walking forward, if that's even a thing. This thing looks around and starts sniffing in the air like it can smell something nearby. Whether it's predator or prey, it didn't quite know, but it could smell me, because I wasn't that far off from this creature, maybe 60 feet away, maybe 70. I'm taking a wild guess. It was dark outside, but at the same time, I wasn't going to walk over and pet this thing. All of a sudden, it stands straight up bipedal and sniffs the air once again. Now, I've never seen anything but a bear do this, and what I was witnessing right in front of my very eyes was not a bear. This thing was not a black bear, and it was not a grizzly bear. Grizzly bears are not down here. This thing had a head of a giant dog with pointy ears, and its eyes did reflect some kind of crimson color. Could have been the moonlight. I'm not sure, but the eyes were glowing a reddish tint. This dogman creature was indeed covered head to toe in either a dark brown or black fur. It was nighttime, so I couldn't tell, but if I had to take a guess, it was black fur. Now this thing, after it got done sniffing, it snapped its head in my direction. Now we had made eye contact. That's when I noticed my reflex of my right hand unclipping the holster to my gun. At this point, I felt threatened, and I knew that it didn't matter if my flashlight was no longer on or off at this point, as this thing had already noticed me. And for all I knew, it could see in the dark, as I could barely see it myself. So I went ahead and turned on my flashlight, pointing it in the direction of this dog creature. That's when it just ran off, running around the water, across the field, in the distance on the right, past the wood line, disappearing completely within 7, maybe 8 seconds. I'm assuming that the flashlight being pointed at it, being turned on, spooked it. I never even took my gun out of its holster, but damn, I was itching to. I knew if that thing even took one step in my direction, that gun would have been fired. Whether or not I would have killed this beast, I will never know, because I never brought harm to it, as it never brought any harm to me. All I know is that this creature exists, it's real. And if you don't believe in it, then that is completely fine. You are not entitled to believe anything that you hear. But when you see something in real life, and you see this creature, there is no denying it. Unless some person was magically bored out of their mind and had the best Dogman Halloween costume ever made, there's just no way of explaining it. Because when this thing stood on its back hind legs, it was larger than I am, and I'm 6'2". And the way this thing ran about the edge of the water of the lake and ran into the field, disappearing in the wood line beyond within 7 to 8 seconds, it's just not humanly possible for any human to run at that speed. This thing was not human, but yet it was not a dog either. It was a mixture of the two. I hope you enjoyed this story, and if you narrate it, I would like to stay anonymous, as I would not like to be harassed or questioned by my superiors. I hope you have a wonderful night, take care, and thank you for reading my story.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.